Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are tuned in right now to Beauty and Beats here on the hottest station on the net, Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I hope everyone is having an awesome Sunday tonight, and I hope you're ready for a great, great show. If this is your first time tuning in to Beauty and Beats, we do air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, we have you covered from coast to coast. We talk about beauty, we talk about music culture, we've got the latest in entertainment news for you, we've got it all wrapped up into one show, an hour and a half, you guys. So you definitely want to make sure you take time out of your Sunday, every Sunday evening, so that you can listen and see what's going on in the world of beauty and in music culture. So right about now, I'm going to go ahead and bring in my two fabulous co-hosts. Tonight, I have the lovely celebrity talent manager, Jahaira, on with me. How are you, Jahaira?
I am wonderful, darling. Great to be back.
I'm glad we are back for another week. We've been having fun here on the show. Some exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how we do.
Yes, ma'am. And also, you guys, on the line, we have makeup artist and beauty ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles. Sir Charles, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Angie. How are you? It's so nice to be back on. I know it's been a Sunday off for me, but I'm happy to be back on.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm glad we've got the whole crew tonight, you guys. Yes, indeed. Make sure if you guys do want to call in to the show, if you have any questions, comments about anything that we talk about, or you have questions for the guests that we have on the show, make sure you hit us up at 646-595-4038. And definitely, I hope that you guys are listening to the music. Make sure you listen and call in and request who you want to hear on the show so we can make sure that we play it for you. And also, if you guys are, if you're an independent artist and you're interested in getting your music in rotation on this show or on Dial House Radio in general, you want to make sure that you submit your music in. You can email it over to Beauty and Beats DHR. You can also email it over to Dial House Radio Music at gmail.com. And make sure I say that our email address correctly, beautyandbeatsdhr at gmail.com or dialhouseradiomusic at gmail.com. Okay, don't be like, I tried to email and it didn't come through. So there you have
it,
you guys.
No,
you have, right. You have two email addresses, you guys. You can send your music in. Make sure you include your bio or one sheet, your MP3 of your track, and if you have several tracks, you can submit them over. And also, you want to make sure that you have a current photo so we can see what you look like. But make sure that you submit your music over so that we can check it out. We'll let you know if we're going to put it in rotation. And, yeah, that's all you have to do. Well, are you guys ready for tonight's show? Because we've got a great show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Are we? Heck yeah.
So, of course, you guys, you know that, yes, you guys know we have, of course, beauty and entertainment. That's always a part of the show. But tonight, we have a very special guest coming on with us, and her name is Kim Burr from Rasta Rebels, and she will be with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I am super excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys want to...
BK's finest. Wait till y'all hear her, because she is so. She is so.
I know.
On
I'm
it.
So excited. I am so
She's
excited.
She's full of flavor. Like, that girl's hot.
Awesome.
I don't think we've even had a female artist up on here. And have we? Not
we've had one, but it's been a minute.
Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, but wait till this one here, she can. I can't even explain her. She's dope. She blew me away. I was at a artist showcase about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I mean, there was a bunch of artists up there, but it was like this one. It wasn't the diss that she was a female, but she, like, stood her ground. Like, and y'all see, we got some songs we're going to play on her. So y'all see what I'm talking about.
Definitely, definitely. So you guys, make sure you are tuned in to the show. You know, if you decide to go take a break or something, make sure you come back. She will be on with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. You definitely don't want to miss that. And if you missed any of our previous shows, because last week we had on Memphis Mo, and if you missed that show, you can always check the shows out on demand. Make sure you... check out the links that we're promoting out on social media. You can also check us out on the Dial House Radio website. And if you go to our show page, then you'll also be able to click on the link to the show so that you can listen to them and see what we've got going on here. We're going to go ahead and get into a really quick break, and then when we come back, we've got What's New in Beauty for you. So since we had Memphis Mo on last week, I think it's only right that we play a Memphis Mo track for our first break here. Hey. So what
is
should we do? Are we going to... Huh?
Like, my favorite is Juice, but his single is so good, so you decide.
I know. Like, I really like Juice, too. I was going to play Do we promote the single or do we play our favorite? All right, you
guys. Let's see, sir, what you think, sir?
I don't know. It's totally up to y'all, whatever y'all is feeling, because I don't even know who this person is, so I've never even heard of him. So whatever y'all is feeling, it's okay with me.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and play some Juice for you guys. This is Memphis Mo. I might even throw a little bit of the So Good in there. So we're going to see. Is it So Good or is it Everything?
So Good.
So good. Okay. So we're going to start off with Juice, and I'm going to do like the royalty mix right quick. I'm going to throw a little So Good in there.
Royalty in the house.
Right. I'm about to drop it right now. So here you guys go. This is Memphis Mo with Juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I got the juice. I got the juice. Rappers be mad when I step in the booth. Niggas be mad cause they bitches be loose. But the rallies be mad cause I be like poof. I got that juice. I got that juice. I pull up in a new two door. Man, that's a coupe. My take my bitch to Pluto. We smoking the truth. I'm kicking shit like judo. Got blood on my boots. Fuck what you think, what you thought, what you knew. When you're back on the wall, you can't say what you won't do. Back to the trap and you trapping for fuse. Put the plug to the socket. You back in the move. Now your bitch say she loving my gangster. Cause my dick got a hook like a hanger. Plus I make her feel cozy and comfortable, sexy and classy. She warm like a manger. Banger. Gotta keep one for the anger. Cause a nigga try to put you in danger. When they see you getting money, that's lame, bruh. So we'll put you niggas on pause. Drop through the city, money getting low, and the fiends start having withdrawals. Then the doctor said that they need the meds. I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause, I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I've been hit the juice and I won't let it go. I've been rapping and trapping since '94. I've been macking and stacking since I hit the dough. I've been off and running since my feet hit the floor. I've been moving packets, get them in. They go as I move through traffic in the Benz. Four dough looking out for Ferrari, man. Put him in scope and be ready to take him out. Get on the low, my niggas, they know.
I want you to put somebody on him.
All right, sugar.
You got a girl who can turn him out?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine. Let's do it. Got a girl, pussy,
hey.
So good.
Got
good.
Your man, Memphis Mo.
Good.
From M-Town to H-Town to A-Town to Chi-Town. Let's go.
I got a girl, pussy so good. She got these niggas out here fighting in the hood. Trying to claim her, we used to gang bang her. Pussy so good, it'll change her. She'll make a player come. cuff, you'll never get enough. Can't look her in the eyes when you fuck. You gotta try to hit it from behind so she can't get all in your mind. Pussy good and she super fine. Baddest bitch around to make you bust and keep you up. If she ain't better than Superhead, she next runner up. I'm talking straight slut, make your fantasy come true. But the pussy so good, she can't only fuck with you.
Pussy, 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 so good. Good, pussy, pussy, so good. Good, pussy, so good. Good, pussy, so good. I got a girl, her pussy so good, ain't. Have a nigga riding around all day looking through the hood, ain't. Pick up the phone, I'm on my way, I wanna feel that thing. The way you work them hips will drive a man insane. Bad bitch with a bad mouth, when she on the pole, niggas cash out. And she guarantee you bust a nut in minutes before you pass out. And she throwing that ass, niggas don't wanna let go of that ass. Don't like the pussy, you must be a fag, a gay or something. Don't matter to me, cause it's more for the money. Niggas is bees and she got that honey. Sunshine pussy, must be from Florida. Give me that cookie, I'm placing my order. Nook it, nook it, like it come from the border. Look it, look it, can I touch it and fondle? Ooh wee, like a river is running. Fill her up and put your dick in her tummy. These niggas in love, but she chasing her money.
Pussy good, bring it back, break her back, make her scratch, make her squeal, make her talk, she's a rat, pop a pill, make it pop, you'll be back, bad phone, dip it lay long, dip it real bad, dip it got my head gone, let her ride. Put your record in it, bit like slip and slide. Only get to the baller. Let lil' pussy make you stumble. Then the bit he'll taste like water. That lil' pussy run like fumble. Feed you water like the sun. Probably feed you, then I bought it. Then lil' pussy is illegal. Had to stab it when I bought it. Damn.
Pussy, 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 so good, good. Pussy, 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 so good, good.
All right, all right, you guys. That was Memphis Mo. That was the royalty mix for you there. That was Memphis Mo with Juice
that
and
was
also
dope,
his
by
single.
The way.
So, thank you. Thank you.
That was a dope little remix right there. Not remix, mix.
Just a little mix for you there, you guys. If you like that track, both of those tracks, you guys, you know, you can call us up at 646-595-4038 and you can request it and we will play it for you, guaranteed. If you are just tuning in, you're tuned into Beauty and Beast right here on Dial House Radio. We're about to get into what's new in beauty for you this week. It looks like we must have lost our Charles somewhere along the way during the break, so hopefully we will get him back. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and find out what is new in beauty for this week. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know I always have the goodies when it comes to beauty. Letting you know what's going on. Okay, so first up for beauty news.
Uh-oh.
Right. Are you guys ready? I hope you're ready. So first up in beauty news for this week, I've got to bring up MAC. Everybody loves MAC, you know? So MAC, they just keep coming out with the collections, So they have teamed up with British designer. Her name is Charlotte Olympia. They're going to be launching a new makeup collection. It is Retro Glam. It's for Retro Glam girls, and it is set to launch in spring of 2016. So it references to old Hollywood and the ladies of the silver screen. You can, again, expect to see this new line launching with MAC in spring of 2016. And don't forget, we talked about, this is probably like a couple months ago, that the Selena collection is also coming out in 2016. For MAC. So those are two collections you want to definitely look out for. And I know that the Selena collection is going to be huge because who doesn't love Selena? And then this new collection that's coming out in spring 2016 should be very interesting as it does reference old Hollywood. And they say, for all of you ladies out there who are huge Ruby Woo fans, You guys know what I'm talking about. The red that just keeps on giving, the gift that keeps on giving. The red lipstick, Ruby Woo. They say that it, they believe that there will be a red lipstick that is going to rival Ruby Woo in this new collection coming out in spring 2016. And you can rock a red lip all season long. It doesn't matter if it's winter or summer. It's always fabulous and definitely something that is common for the whole old Hollywood look. So you guys look forward to this collection coming out. Remember, you heard it first here on Beauty and Beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, next up on the list. So for those of you who are into makeup products that are not so high-end but are really good quality, I talk about that a lot. NYX Cosmetics, which I am a fan of NYX, yes, I am. It is an L.A.-based cosmetic line, very, very, very affordable cosmetics, and very, very popular. So it looks like NYX Cosmetics will be opening up 5 standalone coming this fall. Now, this is going to be in Cali. Cali, you know, it's L.A.-based, and so they're going to open up the 5 stores in California first. The first boutique does open up next Friday at Westfield Santa Anita in Arcadia. It will also open 4 more Cali shops as well. And I'm pretty sure that after these first 5 boutiques open up, that NYX will soon expand their boutiques into other areas. But for those of you who are not in the Cali area and will not be able to actually go to one of the standalone stores, NYX Cosmetics are available at Ulta, Target. I believe you can purchase them at CVS. And, of course, online at NYXCosmetics.com, okay? Don't sleep on the lower-priced, good-quality makeup, you guys, because NYX is one of those brands that's really good. You don't have to spend a fortune, you know, like your whole paycheck on purchasing products. They have eyeshadows, they have foundations, lipsticks, super pigmented products. Really, really good. I definitely recommend that you check them out. And if you are in the California area, L.A., then you should be super excited about the standalone stores that are going to be opening this fall for you. And don't forget, again, you heard it first here on Beauty and Beats. Yes, indeed.
Give us a pop.
Yes. She's like, don't hate, don't run. You know you heard it on Beauty and Beats.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Don't get blamed.
Right. Tell them, Jahira. That's right. So up next in beauty news, another major cosmetic line. This is more of a higher-end cosmetic line for you guys, but if you are a fan of Urban Decay, such as I am, then you will be happy to know that Gwen Stefani has teamed up with Urban Decay for a makeup collection. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but L'Oreal is the parent company for Urban Decay. Urban Decay is a really cool, edgy cosmetic line. They have the Naked palettes that have taken everybody who is a makeup enthusiast by storm. So they have really, really, really great products. Now, they didn't give any details as to exactly what kind of colors we're looking for in this line with Gwen Stefani, but it's Gwen Stefani. She always looks fabulous, and she's always rocking.
Yes, she does.
So she does, doesn't she?
Some off-the-wall, high fashion.
Right. High
look.
Yes.
Style. Whatever.
Definitely. And her face is always beat. And nobody can rock a red lip like Gwen Stefani. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. I give it to
so,
her.
Yep. So this collection will launch on November 22nd, you guys. Don't forget, November 22nd, this collection with Gwen Stefani will launch on UrbanDecay.com and also in Urban Decay stores, Sephora, Ulta, and Macy's. So you can catch this collection. Don't forget, November 22nd, right before Thanksgiving, you guys, pick up your Gwen Stefani collection by Urban Decay. So next up is beauty news for you guys. I have a lot to talk about today. So we did talk about a couple months ago that Tyra Banks had her beauty line that came out, Tyra Beauty. And she actually tested it out with about a couple 100, I guess, representatives to actually sell the product just to kind of test it and see how things would go. But it looks like her representatives are growing and she's expanding and she's entered into the direct selling beauty field with Tyra Beauty. Now, I have not tried the Tyra Beauty products, and I know I was, like, giving her a hard time last time that we talked about this because all of her products are in this stick form, which is really awkward, but it does seem that she is selling these products and her representatives are doing a good job selling these products. So Tyra is looking for fierce beauty trainers, that's what they are called, to sell the Tyra Beauty line. So if you are actually interested in generating income and you want to have your own business, this is an opportunity for you to try out. It's $59 for enrollment, and the participants in this program are trained through what is called Tyra U or Tyra University. The reps are able to choose how they want to build their business. You can do in-home parties so that you can display the products. That's always a good way, you know, get the ladies together, have a ladies' night, show the product, you know, sell them, try them out on the guests and everything. Or you can also use social media such as your Instagram or Facebook to really promote the product. So I think that's great that she's extending the offer to people to sell the Tyra Beauty line. And I'm interested to know if anyone has actually tried it and what they think about the line. So if you have tried Tyra Beauty or you are a beauty trainer for Tyra Beauty, then definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038 and let us know what you think about the products or how the business aspect of it is going for you. Are people really receptive to this beauty line, and does the line live up to its name? And it's Tyra Banks, of course, so it has to be fabulous, right? So we definitely want to know what you think about that. I hope so too. But there's the opportunity for you guys. Check it out, TyraBeauty.com. There you have it. And so last but not least on my beauty list, I had to throw a little bit of fashion in here for you guys. So I came across this website. So, okay, on accident. I don't even know how I came across this website. So the website is called iNiceBags.com. So it's just iNiceBags.com. This is a Louis Vuitton outlet online store. Okay. Now, you heard right. You heard me correctly, you guys. This is a Louis Vuitton outlet online store. So I wanted to share this with you guys, okay, because I came across this. It says this is authentic Louis Vuitton, okay? So you know that we have to, like, question this because we're talking about Louis bags, okay, like $200. I kid you not. Between $200 and $300. So when you see that, you're like, this can't be real, right? This cannot be. It's the Louis Vuitton bag. And nice bags. I mean, they have accessories, luggage, all kinds of stuff on this site. So I had to go to the frequently asked questions, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first question is, why are your products so cheap? According to the sales volume in every country, Louis Vuitton has quantitative formula for every month. Meanwhile, every month there will be some products that can't be sold out. So they are stocked on hand. They have an agreement with the Louis Vuitton factory. They import the unsold products from them directly. Okay, and they say, of course, the purchase price is low, so they can sell the Louis Vuitton so low to the customers. They have a screenshot of the agreement so that you guys can see that these bags are actually legit Louis Vuitton bags. I thought that was pretty cool that they did screenshot that for you. Hopefully it's not
yours.
I agree.
I need that website again.
Right. It is iNiceBags.com. I'm going to tweet that out for you guys.
iNiceBags.com. Y'all get the iNiceBags with an S, right? .com.
Yep. There you go, you guys. So definitely check it out. They did, like I said, they screenshot the agreement so you guys can see that it is legitimate. You know, the next question was, are your Louis Vuittons all authentic? And they said, yes, all products are imported from the factory in France. All items are made of original materials and all comes with the original accessories. So this is supposed to be good quality, authentic Louis Vuitton items, you guys. They have items for women and men. Yeah, you might lose your mind on this site if you go on there. I'm just saying. But I wanted to share with you guys because we all know it costs an arm, a leg, and a house to get Louis Vuitton. And so if you're looking to be stylish and to rock it without breaking the bank, go to inicebags.com. And remember, you heard it first here on Beauty and Beats. Yes, indeed. Well, that concludes my What's New in Beauty for you guys segment. So,
good.
You guys, yeah, if you guys have any questions
that was
or
good.
Anything.
That was great.
Thank you. If you guys have any questions about anything that we talked about or you want more information about some of the things that we talked about, then definitely make sure you give us a call here at 646-595-4038. And that concludes What's New in Beauty for you. We're going to go ahead and get into another quick little break here. And then when we come back, we've got entertainment news for you. Also, do not forget, up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we have Kim Burr from Roster Rebels, who's going to be on with us, and we're going to talk to her and listen to some music. You guys don't want to go anywhere. Make sure that you stay tuned. We will be right back. This is actually Nicki Minaj with Them Trendy Girls. We'll be back, you guys.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Meadow World. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. He tryna kick it like a ninja. He tryna stick it like syringes. He don't ever play the benches, so I'ma let him touch it. They be playing with some inches.
I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you ready to come here and get it.
With it, I'd get them.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Queens them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Trini them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Jamaican girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gon' have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the baddest. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and my Canadian girl.
I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it.
With it, I'd get them.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Queens them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Trini them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Jamaican girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom.
All the bad boys try to push up on me. If you want a bad girl, come and spend his money. Say it tastes good, just like honey. In love with a girl from the islands and not a minute girl. I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With it, I'd get them.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Queens them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom.
All right, guys, we are back. That was Nicki Minaj with them Trini Girls. If you guys are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on the hottest station on the net, Dalhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I'm on the line, with my co-host, celebrity talent manager, Shahira. And we just finished up What's New in Beauty for You, so if you missed it, that's okay, you guys. You can always go check it out on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Dalhouse Radio. You can also check out the links that we are posting out on social media for you. And you can also go on the Dalhouse Radio website and go to our show page and also click on the link so that you can listen to the show again, however many times you want to listen to it. Right now, we're about to get into some entertainment news for you. So what's going on this week, Shahira?
All right. Well, girl, have you watched Dancing with the Stars?
I have not. I have been so bad about watching Dancing with the Stars this season. So
you don't even know
who's
on Dancing with the Stars, do you?
I've seen, like, the commercial. So if I am not mistaken, it looks like, is it Tamar Braxton?
Tamar Braxton.
Okay, I think I've seen
You've got
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan is another one. Look at you.
Oh, my
So it's
wait,
Taylor,
girl, that's probably
Shaka
all
Khan.
I know. Who else on there?
Kim Zolciak.
Wow.
My favorite is, I cannot believe, I'm going to mess up her name. Bindi. And if for those that don't remember who Bindi is, and you probably don't either, Miss Loyalty, but Bindi, do you remember the crocodile guy from back in the days? He got killed because of one of the things.
Right, yes, I remember him.
His little girl.
Oh.
His daughter. And when I tell you she is nothing but a bubble of joy and cuteness and just positive and just, she just brings such great energy. I love her. I really just hope she wins. And she can really, and she can dance. And she's dedicated
she can dance
to her performance.
Too.
Yes, girl. She's dedicated this to her dad. And, you know,
aww,
like her little brother's there and her mom. So it's just like, it's so cool to see her now growing up, doing her thing. She's so beautiful, too. She's so pretty. But tomorrow will be the third week, and the first week person that got dropped off was Miss Shaka Khan.
Oh, Shaka, it's okay.
So sad. Cause I'm like, yeah, she to me, she's not a dancer, but there was like maybe one or two other individuals that did worse than she did. So,
I'm going to say Shaka didn't beat out Paula Deen. Because I know Paula can't
Paula
dance.
Paula Deen is on there. I almost forgot about Miss Paula Deen. Nope.
Paula cannot dance. I know she can't dance.
But no, Paula Deen can dance. She was one of the good ones. The one that wasn't a good one to me was Kim. Kim wasn't a good one. And the little short guy. I think he's like, I don't know where he's from. He's from somewhere in Central, I want to say from Peru, maybe Central America somewhere, but he's shorter than his dancer or his dance partner. And the first week, like, it was just like he should have been gone. Him or Kim should have been gone. I was not expecting Shaka. But Shaka went home. And so this is what, you know, this will be the third week, but this is the second week that they let somebody go. So we'll see who gets let go of tomorrow. But what I was getting to was Kim Zolciak, who is a former Real Housewife of Atlanta and also has her show called Don't Be Tardy for the Party. Where's it? Bravo. Well, she was hospitalized here in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
She was
really?
Hospitalized for a mini stroke.
Gosh.
And she's doing fine. Thank God she's well. She's been discharged. So she's home. Or she's in New York somewhere. I don't know where she is. But she's been let go, so she's out of the hospital. She's doing better. So that's one of the things that I saw earlier in the week as the week was progressing. I was watching that, and that was pretty crazy. But she's well, so that's good news for her.
Wow.
Did you get a chance to see, what is it, the 2015 Global Citizen Festival?
I did not. I don't know where I've been.
I don't even know if that was on TV or not. If it were, it was probably on one of the premium channels. But I don't know. I ain't even been able to watch a lot of TV this weekend. But that was on last night. And, of course, your girl was there, Beyonce. And she did her thing. She performed with Ed Sheeran and Pearl Jam. And she brought out Michelle Obama.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, they had their dinner and I forgot what they call it. It was like the presidential dinner. And, of course, Donald Trump was in the house. Did you see that video?
Oh, Lord.
It was crazy. President Obama went in without cursing, without saying, man, let me just tell you, he said that he was going to show the video of his mom getting labor, like him being birthed,
mm-hmm.
so that finally this whole thing about his citizenship can be, you know, dropped.
Wow.
Well, then he's like, let's take a look. So they show this video of none other than Lion King Simba. You remember the part where they lift him at the cliff? I think it was his dad lifts him at the cliff,
right.
And he holds him
yes.
higher. That's what he showed. And Donald
I
Trump
can't.
Shows Donald Trump, and Donald was just like, oh my God, this man got me like, what? And then he was like, well, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking, but that'll work.
Right.
So, you know, that whole roasting thing was going on the whole night. He had more to say.
Oh, my God.
You just got to see that video. It was crazy. It's all over social media. You already know how people do.
Yes, indeed.
He was like, can we move on to more important things now? Like what's really going on in the world.
Right.
In the nation.
Classic.
So,
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He was going in. And then Donald Trump did an interview with some show. It was either a radio show or a TV show. And they asked him about the whole passport. I mean, not passport, but his Obama's birth certificate. And he was like,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, Donald's response. This was like the next day. Donald's response, I'm not going to speak on that.
Hmm.
He just said, I'm not going to speak on that. Can we move? In other words, this is old topic. Why are we talking about this?
Right.
Like Donald, out of everybody. So he's let that go. But I just
wow.
had to talk about the president because everybody giving the president all this flack on stuff. And he's just a cool, crazy, not even going to say crazy, I take that back. But he's just a cool president to me. Like, he's real cool. And another news, unless you were under a rock, you don't even know that the Pope was in the nation, like he was visiting the States.
Right.
And, so
uh-oh.
You didn't know he was here. You don't know, like, you've been under a rock for, like, the past few days, even,
mm-hmm.
or weeks. But the Pope visited D.C. at first. He landed in D.C., and the word is they're trying to get on the president because his ride, which was, of course, the limo service or whatnot, was late.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
The rumor. They were
really?
They were 30 minutes late to pick him up. But no, what it was his plane landed early. So, of course, people are going to find a reason to pick at the president or whatnot. No,
that is so terrible.
He just landed early. That's all that was. And then the thing that I most love about this Pope is, for one, he didn't want to ride in a limo. He rode out on a Fiat.
Oh.
He's just like, I don't need that. I'm cool. Like, I'm of the people. He turned down lunch with Congress to have lunch with the homeless. This is all in D.C., and he was only there for like a day, I want to say. And then he flew to New York, and he visited Ground Zero, and he said a prayer. And actually, let me rewind, because I have to say how he basically, in small words, went off on Congress to let them know that their battles are not what they should be, that they've lost their whole sight of the people. So he like kind of went in on them in the fly. I don't want to put words in his mouth because I don't know exactly what he said, but the word is that the man was like, y'all need to get it together, honey, because y'all over here talking and going off on each other and arguing and bickering and going in about each other and what this one's
important.
Doing. Right. And you're forgetting the people, which is why you're supposed to be here. Like, your greed has become way more than what it ever should have been, period. You shouldn't even have greed.
Right.
So then he went to New York, and he went to Ground Zero, said a big prayer to everyone. He just really wanted everybody to know that he's for the people and of the people. He's not that guy that won't walk with you. He walks with you. He talks to you. He sees you. He acknowledges you. So I thought that was pretty dope. I thought that was dope. So I know I've gone off into politics just a little bit, but, you know, we got to talk about everything because it ain't just It ain't just about that the music and beauty and entertainment stuff. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world that we all need to know about. So getting right on into this whole entertainment stuff, you know, Zendaya, she has a Barbie doll.
Shut up, does she now?
She has a Barbie doll, girl, and they're saying, well, I saw the doll, and it's, the doll is elegant as ever, just as her. Like, it's a beautiful doll. I mean, the doll has dreads, but you know somebody's always going to have beef.
Yes.
Somebody's always got to have something to say. And that would be Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato.
What the hell did Demi have to say?
She tweeted at Barbie. And she was like, can we have a doll, can we have one that is more curvy and is more of what people really look like? I'm like, so you already know Zendaya got like mad followers. They shut this girl down. Like, no way. You're not talking about
her. Oh, my goodness.
Girl.
Uh-oh.
That's not
going to
happen.
The Zendaya Brigade came after
her. Twitter shut her down.
What?
Shut her down. Yep. And then,
I'm trying to figure out, like,
what?
I was trying to figure out why she would even make a post like that, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the Barbie doll. And besides that, if the Barbie is made in the image of Zendaya, then Zendaya is thin. She's not all that curvy anyway. So, I mean, Demi just has several seats. That's all I'm saying.
She's just trying to be heard. That's all. She's just trying to be heard. But I'm like, the thing about her is, she's actually doing great for herself now, so you really got to watch what you say, because you're doing great right now. But
I do have a question, though. Should they make a curvy Barbie though, like a plus size Barbie? Do you think that they should do that? Would people buy the thick Barbie? Because you know Barbie ain't never been thick. I'm just saying.
No. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question.
That is. Like, what if you bought, like, thick girl Barbie? I don't know what we would call her, but I'm just saying. And she got, you know, she thick. I don't know. That's something to think about, people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
Things that make you go,
Right. Because, see, Barbie was made for kids, but Barbie was made in the likeness of a woman. And
right.
So even though it was designed for kids, if it's going to be designed as a woman, you're right, then it should be. But I wonder how I don't know. They would know how to do all that stuff because I ain't even getting into all that. They be taking my idea and I'll be mad, girl. Anyway.
Right.
So,
oh, goodness.
Last night, there were two concerts going on. There was one in Atlanta, and I'm so not happy. I didn't get a chance to see this woman. Janet Jackson was here last night. I'm so
oh, my God. Was Janet there?
I'm going to see her next year when she comes back for Phillips Arena. That's when I'm going to see Janet. But all right. The second concert was at the Landmark Festival in D.C. with Drake.
Uh-oh. Really?
Really,
Drake?
The Toronto rapper, okay, he reminded the world that his issues with Meek Mill are nowhere near being over.
What?
So the crowd chanted, right? The crowd started it, so I got to blame the crowd. The crowd started it. They were chanting, fuck Meek Mill.
Oh,
hell. And you know what our boy's response was?
What was it? Oh, God.
Don't worry, he's dead already.
Oh, what? Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Don't worry, he's dead already. That's what he told the fans. Don't worry, he's dead. He ain't coming back. He's dead.
Here we go.
Yeah, so, you know, we reported to y'all the beef between Drake and Meek weeks ago, probably over a month ago. Yeah, it's still going on, guys. It ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
It ain't over. So if you thought it was over, no, it ain't over yet. It's still going on.
Wow. How far are you guys going to take it? Oh, my goodness.
Right. Right. So, yeah, it's that world of music, man. You know, it was a time where people, went as far as to even, like, shooting and killing one another. So I hope that, you know, it won't go there between the two. But,
yeah,
you know, who knows?
You never know. You never know. Hopefully not. I don't even think it's worth that, but, right.
Wow.
Be
easy, guys. It's not worth that at all. And let me see. I think it was something. Have you had a chance to watch this Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, of course.
LA. I'm sorry, LA.
Yes, of course. Anyone who knows me know that if there's a ratchet reality TV show that comes on, I am probably going to be watching this. So definitely, I have to say, yes, I am watching Love and Hip Hop LA this season.
What is your take on this whole twist on it? I'm like, I ain't even going to speak on it. What is your take? your take.
With who?
With the twist. You know what twist I'm talking about.
Which twist? Wait a minute, because you know it's a... Oh, wait a
yes,
minute.
The biggest twist that's never happened on any of Love and Hip Hop. So,
are we talking about the two guys?
We're talking about the two guys and the woman.
Girl.
Two men and a woman.
Woo, girl, I didn't even know at first what was going on. And yes, there is a twist. So I hope if you guys have not been watching, just mute the phone or something right now, because I just have to say, there are these two guys, one a producer, one is a rapper, and very, I must say, very, very, very handsome guys, indeed they are. And the one guy that is a rapper, he has a girlfriend, but the twist
is they're not really together. It's kind of like, it's one of those situations, they've been together on and off for years.
Right.
I think it was like 10, 15 years they've been together. And go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going on right there. But what everybody don't know, well, if you watch the show, then you know, is that the two guys are seeing each other, like really seeing, if you guys know what I mean. So, yeah. And then the one guy, I guess the producer guy, he like really just wants to be free and open with the relationship, you know, like this is my boo thing and, you know, we're together. And then the guy that's the rapper is like, but yo, I'm a rapper and I'm not ready to come out to the world like that. And I know whenever the episode comes, when the girl finds out, it is going to be devastating. So...
Girl, I'm talking
yeah.
about people. Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. Like, and the crazy
yeah.
part is he's on national TV talking about nobody knows. His family don't know.
They know now.
Girl, like, and then the guy is
right.
like, when are you going to tell people? When are we going to walk out? When are you going to tell people about us? When are we going to do this? When are we gonna? And he's like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to show you, like, because this is his first. Like, he's never been with a man before. So he's like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not ready to let people know, but he's doing it on national TV. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
I know. I was actually thinking, like, when I was actually thinking when I saw, like, the first episode with them in there, I'm thinking, like, I hope you was ready to come out by the time this season aired, because right now everybody knows what is going on at this point in time. So, yes, it's very interesting. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, so there you have our entertainment news for the day. Or for the week, I should say. And I'll definitely get y'all up and on some more entertainment juicy news next week.
Definitely, you guys. We've always got some juicy stuff for you, so you want to make sure that you are tuned in every week to find out what is going on. So right now, we are waiting for our guest to call in right now. So we're going to go ahead and get into a quick break. And I'm thinking, because I know we have three tracks from Kim Burr, so I'm wondering, should we do one of them now, or should we wait, or how should we do this?
I think we'll wait. Yeah, let's
okay.
wait. So we can,
okay.
Yeah, let's wait.
Not a problem. So we are going to go ahead and wait, you guys. Instead, we are going to go ahead and get into a another track here. This is going to be Takara Hamilton with All In. We will be right back, you guys, with our guest, Kim Burr. So stay tuned.
Flix, Amsterdam, Amsterdam.com.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so in need you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. Baby, let's see if you're to know if you are my love. I got it for you.
You gotta be.
You are my love, I got it for you.
Question quality of
I hope
today.
To be forever, forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart, I know. I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me.
All right, you guys, we are back. That was Takara Hamilton with All In. If you're just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host, Tahira, on the line. I hope you guys are ready because we do have our guest on with us. If you guys have any questions or you want to call in and ask our guests any questions, you can definitely call us up at 646-595-4038. And without further ado, I would like to bring on our guest here. This is Kimber from Rasta Rebels. Hi, how
Hi.
Are you?
Greetings, greetings. How are you all?
Good.
Good.
Welcome to the show.
We're uniformed.
That's
so glad to have you, lad. Thank you for taking the time out to be with us on this Sunday evening.
God bless. It's all for the greatest.
Awesome.
So I guess we'll go on ahead straight on in. Give us a little bit of a background on you and, like, what inspired you. How did you get into the music game? I'm just going to leave it at that because I have a ton of questions. So I'm going to leave it at that because I know that's going to take a few minutes. So.
Well, you know, in the industry, it's either you go wrong or you go right. And I chose to go with God to make sure that everything could be perfect in His eyes. And to make sure that anything that we do as Rasta Rebels as a team, we also make sure that God is our main priority. So I chose God, and I was willing to be His servant and work for Him. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I chose.
Deep.
Oh, my.
So did you have, like, besides God, like, any human inspiration that you looked up to or look up to today?
People that I have taken liking to are like Bob Marley, you know,
mm-hmm.
Anita Baker with her vocals, you know, her vocals are very nice and shallow, but at the same time, strong and powerful. It was
right.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah. Because I know you, she got, you got a mixture of you be singing, and then she come out with that rap. So what do you call what you do? Like, do you have a name for your style of music?
I just do what God tell me to do, and that's real.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's, like, no other way to do it but to do it that's pleasing unto his ways. He taught me how to make sure my music was appealing to everyone and not just to one person, you know? So through the knowledge that he has given to me, I use it, and my family helps me, and us as Rasta Rebels, we use it, and we push, and we move forward with him.
So is Rasta Rebels, is that your label? Is that a production company? What exactly is it?
Rasta Rebels is a label. It's with me and my family. It's not only me. It's my father, my brothers, and my sister, and my mother.
Nice.
And we're a family just trying to better society and trying to help people, you know, and show them there's a better route. If you keep God first at all times.
That is awesome, because there's not a lot of artists that are doing that or having God as, like, that center focus point, you know, driving their music. So I think that's really interesting.
It is, right? Like, I
totally
wasn't expecting that to come out, and not about the whole family part. Like, that's dope. So is that, like, something that your, like, I don't know if your dad or your mom started, like, how did it get started, and how old were you when you got into the whole music game?
Well, music has always been a part of my life, because growing up as a child, you know, my parents are from the Caribbean. My mother is from Jamaica. My father is from St. Lucia. So I listened to a lot of Caribbean music as a child, you know, certain things. Like, I grew up on SZA, Bob Marley, like, we also listen to Marcus Garvey, you know, sometimes listen to him. You know, we just, it was a different environment. So growing up off of that, you know, that's one thing. And then my dad, he's been vegan my whole entire life since I was born. And then he always pushed God, and he's always, like, telling us, like, keep him first. So it's like my dad, he always was there to, you know, always keep it consistent. And always make sure that he show every day and night. Like, if it wasn't for him, you know, it's so easy to get lost and caught up in this world. It really is. And it's like, the social media captivates the reality, and it's easy to get caught up into it, you know. And if I didn't have my dad, you know, I would stumble upon it and just get trapped. But, you know, having someone being persistent in your ear, like, no, don't get caught up in that world. Because if you befriend the evil, like he says, you won't get nowhere. Evil follow evil. If you befriend the good, good will follow good. So, you know,
that's
true. My dad.
Right.
Now, I don't normally ask this question, but how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like,
crazy. And she's from what? I grew up at, you from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
She's from Brooklyn. BK is in the house.
Heck,
So you guys be located to Atlanta now, though.
Yes.
Yeah, my, I don't know if it was a similar situation, but my family moved out here because they wanted to change. They felt that Brooklyn was like, it wasn't a good place for me to grow up in as an adolescent, because at that point, I don't know, when I got into my teens, that's when fights started to actually happen. So they were like, let's get you out of here. So I don't know if that's a similar situation with you, but I understand if it is.
It is. That's what happened. Like, I'm only 19. I've been down here since I was like 10. Yeah, I've been here since I was 10. So yeah. I've been here for 9 years, and I spent 10 years in New York. But them 10 years in New York, some 10 years in New York. Lord, don't we know.
Yeah.
With some great ears.
I don't know about great. It was
life. Hey, if you didn't go through it, you wouldn't understand a lot of things right now, though. Like, honest, that's my thought. That's how I think. Like, a lot of stuff that we deal with up there, you don't necessarily deal with down here, but you know if you have to deal with it, you know how to handle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff, and it's simple stuff, like riding a train. You know, so I don't know. But I think it's time for us to go ahead and get into one of your songs. I'm thinking we're going to go with Black Renaissance. Can you tell us a little bit about the song? Give us a little background on it. And do you write your own music?
Yes, I do, with the help of my brother, Poppy.
Awesome. That's, so Poppy is your brother.
Yes. He's the one that's on.
I love this. This is so adorable. So go ahead, give us a background on this song. Black Renaissance.
This song, we were, this is the truth, we were freestyling on a Smith & Wesson beat. And then I was just like, Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. And it was like, I got the key. And I was like, oh, that's so fine. So we started writing to it. Then the next thing you know, we got a call from the studio we were trying to go to. We get the call, and then after we get the call, we go to the studio, and he plays a beat, and the beat's like, bang. It's B Harv. His name B Harv.
Wow.
You go listen, and it's like, he plays the beat, and the beat goes perfect with the melody, like perfect. I go in the booth, you know, I freestyle it, and it was like, it was nice, it was soothing, it was calm, it was relaxing, but the meaning behind it was that it doesn't matter what color we are, it doesn't matter what we've been through, or it doesn't matter what they compare us to, we're all still equal at the end of the day.
Love it.
All right, well, enough said. We're about to play Black Renaissance by the lovely Kimber.
Here we go.
Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. It's a new summer era. We don't wanna see the hell of us. We fighting against each other. It's the love that we need with one another. You understand, trust might be love. Knowing through all, keep on going. That little milestone on our shoulder. All this wisdom, we can't ignore it. Color is perfect to be justice. She hold on the stripes, sweet, we love him. Cross the rebels united. Forever, never, never. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Get on your grind, don't confuse your mind. Let that dream come true. Stop playing a fool, chatting to my soul. Praying for forgiveness, never get lost in the world of sinners. While I'm trying my vision, seeing knowledge is given, knowing what's been hidden. Living life, only good intentions. Not playing the victim. Standing by
my strength to perfection. Success is your best liquid, becoming one of noble reflection. Positive vibration in the spirit, turn up for the moment with a blessing. Remember this lesson, truth be told through these confessions. Why you guessing? Stop stressing, stop stressing. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold.
I
love it.
So you say Black Renaissance, what?
White gold.
Gold. I love it.
Love it.
That's hot. I just love the, and she didn't even rhyme in this song. Like, she's dope. I keep saying that, I know. So, Ms. Royalty, you have any questions for the lad?
I want to ask, I do. I want to know, for your audience and the people listening to your music, I mean, what's the one thing that you want them to get from listening to you?
That with God, everything is good. Without God, there is no success.
I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. And that's so true, mm-hmm. too. Definitely, definitely.
That's deep. That's dope to be your age in this day and time in life, in this world, where the thought isn't so much on God anymore. It's like,
right.
It's just everything else. It's all about the bling.
Sanity.
Right. All the other stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with God. Nobody even talks about God like they used to anymore. I mean, it's either taking them out of church, schools and stuff now.
Right.
But that's dope.
I love it. I love it.
What is your ultimate goal? What do you want to accomplish? Like, are you looking to get a major record deal? Like, what is your...
I work for God. So
okay.
Through him, I know everything will go perfect. I'm signed to my own label. I mean, if anything comes in the future, whatever God blesses us with and he says go for it, we'll go. But if he's not saying go, we won't go. So, you know, I just walk with God and know that if I do right by him, he'll bless me. I don't look for nothing. It'll come.
Okay.
Hey, I like that, though. Mm-hmm. I like that, though, you know, because you're putting your trust in God. I'm sorry. Putting your trust in God, and that's where your faith is. So I think that that is amazing, actually.
That is. Mm-hmm. That is pretty amazing. Do you have, I know you probably recently graduated from high school, maybe like a year, I don't know, but do you have plans to go to college?
I mean, in the future, maybe.
So right now it's all about the music?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even about the music, it's about pushing the knowledge through the music. You don't have a lot of people out here talking just, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people out here actually saying something that's meaningful. We're all talking about our past, but, you know, you got to talk about your past in a way where you let these children know, just because I'm going through this and I'm doing this don't mean you should do it either. We're destroying our nation. We're destroying each other. Why we keep doing that? We need to stop fighting against each other. That's the purpose that I do the music for. You know,
right.
Teaching people with God and love and honesty with yourself. You can move forward, but if you don't be honest with yourself, you can't go nowhere.
Right. 100. Y'all listening out there? Because she's on one. Anybody got questions for Miss Kimber, call in 646-595-4038. We only got a little bit of time left with her, so get your calls in. In the meantime, we're going to go on to your next single, Reality. Tell us a little bit about that song. How did that come about?
Reality is based off what consumes people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working to survive on things they put a price tag on is one thing, but to allow that to captivate your mind and lead you astray from God and make you think that that is your motive instead of what truly is your motive, which is to get into heaven to God, you're not really thinking on that. You're allowing the world to captivate you. So it talks about what captivates society.
There you have it, right here. Reality.
Always got to keep God first.
Yes, indeed. All right, you guys. Well, here it is. This is Reality.
Is gonna be scamming. The damage of reality. Make sure these aren't sanity. The live vision of humanity. Flip a guess, don't befriend me. Best friend, number one enemy. Window for that has to sway. They all the same. Old man, I end and I love their own pain. Constantly playing games, asking girls, could you have my baby? Listening to you talk crazy. I know your man's so lazy. Money, money is the daily while my concentration. Money, money is the daily while my concentration. No, oh, my savior, how you feel you gave me? Hey, me trappers wanna be scammers. Instagram is your reality. Make sure these aren't sanity. Get like vision of humanity. Money, money is the daily while my concentration. No, oh, my savior, how you feel you gave me? Money, money is the daily while my concentration on my savior. How you feel you gave me? Hate me, they break, no more mistakes. Keep running faster cause this is the race. Do not try to escape. Just keep on pushing and activate. Comfort zone is not in this place. They lift the plan, we lift the chain. Gospel creation, keep blowing up high. Keep wearing that big disguise. Sooner or later, how will you hide? Let me see that beautiful smile, why not? With your eyes through the heart with that humbleness lies. I'm just trying to figure out the sky. The sky. The sky. Trappers wanna be scammers. Instagram is your reality. Make sure these aren't sanity. Tell life vision of humanity. Money is the daily. All my concentration is on my savior. Trappers wanna be scammers. Instagram is your reality. Make sure these aren't sanity. Tell life vision of humanity. Money, money is the daily. All my concentration on my savior. How you feel you hate me? Hate me.
Nice. So, you guys, that was Reality. Love it. Love your voice. Mm-hmm. I really do.
So, any place, any upcoming events or shows that you have coming up that you want to let your fans that are listening know and where they can see you?
Well, I am a finalist for the Who Got the Juice Street Execs at Harlem Nights. So I will be there on Wednesday.
Nice.
I also have on October 25th a special needs awards to go to, you know, for the youth. So, you know, that'll be on October 25th. I'll post all the information online on my Instagram, which is at Call Me Kimber. I also will be performing with Mama's Management. They have a party that is coming up for the Sony compilation release for the mixtape. We had a pre-party, and now we're going to have the official party, which will be coming up soon. And there's a lot of other events that are coming up.
All right. Well, you might as well go on ahead and give them your social media info so that people can follow you and even your website so that people know where to go to find all this information out.
Well, you all can most definitely just Google Rasta Rebels, RASTAREBELZ, or you can Google Kimber, KIMBURR, and everything will pop up. If you would like to follow my social media, you all can most definitely follow me at Call Me Kimber, CALLMEKIMBURR. Or at Rasta Rebels, RASTAREBELZ. And also, for one of my singles, which is called Sex, Money, Drugs, the video is most definitely out on YouTube right now. So you all should most definitely go watch it.
Speaking of, that's going to be our next song that we play. So go ahead, give a background on the song.
I was sitting on my porch with my dad, and we were thinking about, we were just having a conversation, just a casual conversation, and talking about a lot of things that's going on. Then it was just like, sex, money, drugs, it's the only thing you desire, it's what keeps you motivated and got you going higher, higher. Sex, money, drugs, ha, sex, money, drugs, ha, sex, money. It was just like, bam, on the steps. He sent it to me. Bam. And then I ran with it. And then I just built off of it. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with us tonight. We're going to play this single next. But just want to make sure that we thank you prior to, because our time is coming to an end. But thank you so much again for calling in and hanging out with us on our last 30.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. And I would love to also get the video for Sex, Money, Drugs actually on Dollhouse TV on the website. So I think we'll post it up there as well so people can check it out. But, yes, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. I'm going to let you go ahead, Kimber, and introduce the track. And again, thank you for coming on.
God bless. This is Rasta Rebels, Kimber featuring Poppy, Sex, Money, Drugs. God bless.
Yes, indeed.
Sex, money, drugs, it's the only thing you desire, is what keeps you motivated and got you going higher, higher. Sex, money, drugs, huh? Sex, money, drugs, huh? Sex, money, sex, money, sex, money, drugs. Sniffing and coughing and drinking our cough. All these people, they be doing the most. Mentally aggravated, constantly overrated, really faking. While we penetrating, roster levity, have you shaking? Don't be mistaken, the gold one that give us life. Way between the lines, that's where the story lies. Living in this world of compromise. Drugs got you on the rise, all up in the skies. But you can't play in disguise. Geek up off them bars, got you high off lies. Sex, money, drugs, it's the only thing you desire, is what keeps you motivated and got you going higher, higher. Sex, money, drugs, huh? Sex, money, drugs, huh? Sex, money, sex, money, sex, money, drugs.
It keeps you going.
Sex, money, drugs, yeah. It's the only thing you desire, is what keeps you motivated, yeah. And got you going higher, higher. Hey. Sex, money, drugs, hey. Sex, money, drugs,
okay.
Sex,
okay.
Money, okay. Sex,
okay.
Money, sex, money, drugs.
It's done, the dead is dead. Blood on the leaf, what's said been said. But I tell ya, I come with truth, never lying, it's in you. Got a hold die in humbleness and never be confused. Cause the fuels cause the fire, making you go higher in this living. People running around just tripping, but getting bought was given. Only fiending for that money, side really fronting. Loving rushing, exhale, breathe slow. Sex, money, drugs, got control of your soul. Trying to fill your heart with a hole. From the Zans to the cocoa, now you moving real loco. Have crazy and insane, but I'm here to let you know that this change.
Yeah, that track is hot. That is
that's
hot.
That's what got me about her. When I heard that, I was like, OMG, this girl's dope.
She's got a hot little flow. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You guys, so, that was Kimber from Rasta Rebels. Make sure that you guys check her out and also call in, request her tracks. They are hot. Love them, love them, love them. And I want to thank her again for coming on to the show. Definitely.
Yes,
so
indeed.
We have come to the end of the show, you guys. It went by so quickly, but we have come to the end of the show. I know, right?
So I want to thank her. We have so much fun.
I know. I'm like, I can't believe time is going this fast. So we want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to the show. Definitely want to thank Kimber for coming through and talking with us and sharing her beautiful, beautiful gift. You guys, we are live every Sunday right here on Dial House Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you tune in each and every week. You can follow us on Twitter at Beauty N Beats DHR. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats DHR. You can also follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. And I will let Jahira give out her social media for you.
Well, first I have to say thank you so much to Ms. Kimber and the whole Rasta Rebels family for what they brought today, because it's a Sunday and we brought God to y'all. Through
yes.
Our radio show. That's a first for us, y'all. So that's dope.
Definitely.
I'm excited. I love today's show. But you can definitely follow me on Twitter, and that's IAM Jahira, JAHAIRA, or my Instagram, which is IAM_Jahira. And then if you want to follow me on Facebook, unfortunately, I can't add anybody, but you can still follow me, and that's J World Group. That's my company, J World Group. All right? Over and out.
All right, you guys. So once again, thank you. We will see you guys next week, same station, same time. Everybody have an
next
awesome
week.
Sunday.
And wait, yes. Next week we got the lovely Gigi Garcia will be back with us, so we'll be back on our health kick.
Yes,
so
please
sure
call in with your health questions.
Absolutely. So y'all have a safe, wonderful, blessful week until we meet again.
All right. We're out, you guys. Have an awesome Sunday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Had a dime for every new with a rap dream. You know the girls will be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes with a Don't Disturb on the door now. Been I buy a Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekends. And I gotta look good when I'm repping ya. He about to sign a deal, he about to go. Baby, you and then the new crew, you're rolling with, they don't know you like I do. I clear when you start making money.
met five times, now I'm dialing your phone. We both know that I deserve a throne.
This number has been disconnected.
Disconnected. Who is there? Who is loving you?
Well, baby, take you and then the new crew you're rolling with. They don't know you like I do. I swear when you start making money, they start acting funny. No love when they come up.
Remember y'all used to take bathroom pics in the crib. And he said if he ever got rich, we out this bitch. But see that shit.
I tell you living good, but I'm sitting home in private. Messing with him all the time,
baby. Hey, baby, so brand new. Never thought that you would act so brand new. While you're